Hello, and welcome to Oxcast. We have an interesting selection of events for your delectation this week. Theatre, more theatre, comedy, a very interesting talk, and some information about Valentine's Day you may be interested in. I'm Patrick Vale, and with me today is...
Alwyn Collinson. Hello very much.
Hello very much to you. And what would you like to tell us about, first of all?
Well, first of all, I thought I'd start with a personal recommendation, just in case listeners give up, you know, 5 minutes into the show. It won't be 10 minutes long. But there is a show on this week at the North Wall Arts Centre. Go and see it. It is called The Animals and Children Took to the Streets. A weird title, but it goes with a very weird performance. It is a gothic comedy fairy tale by an absolutely brilliant little theatre company called 1927. Now, I saw this production, which has probably been touring for about a year or two now, and it is stunning, seriously. It's one of the best shows I have ever seen. It's kind of a mixture of theatre, music, and film. So basically, you have these kind of the actors who are almost kind of, almost like sort of kabuki actors. You know, they're very heavily made up and they're kind of exaggerated gestures and stuff, performing in front of a backdrop, which is an animated film projected on the screen, on the stage behind them. And I seriously cannot recommend it enough. This extends to you, Patrick, seriously. It is clever, it is funny, dark comedy. It's a little bit like if Tim Burton directed a Pixar film. So, yeah, go and see it from tomorrow until Saturday at the North Wall Arts Centre.
That's a very strong recommendation. Tell us if that was a worthy recommendation and we'll take appropriate action next week.
Okay.
If you want some comedy to go with your gothic horror, perhaps you need something just to take the edge off that.
Yeah.
There is BAFTA award-winning Harry Hill, who most people will have seen probably on the television with his Harry Hill's TV burp.
Have you seen the Harry Hill's TV burp?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually seen it. It just sounded so sort of weird. But people tell me it's this brilliant sort of genre-breaking show. Is it great? Is it good?
I was quite small at the time. I think I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He's an intelligent comedian.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be good live. If you wish to go and test this hypothesis, get yourself or yourselves to the new theatre this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Hill is presenting his new show, and it's called Harry Hill Sausage Time. There's a very lovely advert on our website for that.
Yes, I saw that.
Produced by the marvellous Jen Pawsey. It's full of new material, so
yeah.
If you saw him before... Mm-hmm. Be assured of a completely revamped show.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. Well, I've got another piece of comedy, although this time not nearly such a strong recommendation. On Sunday in the new theatre, so after they've cleared out Harry Hill sausages, you can see Pam Ann, a clever juxtaposition of the usual letters there. She is a stand-up flight attendant. So she has a comic routine that is based on years of working on airlines around the world. So if you want to hear jokes about British Airways being staffed by horses, this is probably your only option in Oxford. It's by a self-confessed trolley dolly. So there we go. I saw her perform in Edinburgh a couple of years ago. I didn't think she was side-splitting, I'll be honest. But there were about 10 rows of flight staff there, and they were causing some turbulence with the amount of mirth that they had produced, frankly.
We'll have to see how that one goes. Will it fly like a goose or sink like a lead potato?
Yes.
Well, do tell us. Possibly people who've seen Cabin Pressure, seen it, heard it on the radio.
Mm.
Maybe that will have increased the cultural awareness of flight attendancy. Perhaps that will help the show kind of lift off a bit.
Yes.
If you want some music, there's a great gig coming up on Thursday night. It's a spin jazz club. Very, very good jazz
spin
club.
Spin jazz do have the most incredible actors, don't they?
They do. Indeed. Musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Smith III will be performing. He is an internationally renowned jazz saxophonist,
mm-hmm.
and he's played everywhere from Carnegie Hall to, well, in this case, Oxford. He's called Walter Smith III.
Oh, I don't think I'll go and see that. I don't like seeing a sequel unless I've seen the first couple of parts.
You may struggle to see the first two, I should think. He's very popular, and the gig will no doubt be extremely popular, so
yes.
You might want to get along early.
Mm-hmm.
It starts 8 p.m. Thursday at the Wheat Chief.
Excellent. Good. Nice pub.
Very
well,
nice.
I've got some theatre to take the edge off your jazz. You could head to the Oxford Playhouse this week to see Ubu Roy. Now, it is a famous French satire, one of the most scandalous, scatological, crazy... it's all about a grotesque king called... Any guesses?
Is he by any chance called Ubu Roy?
Yes, he is. Ubu Roy. This show is play was so scandalous that when the it was first performed in 1896, the audience actually rioted and destroyed the theatre. It was never performed again in the playwright's lifetime, but it has become a bit of a cult classic since. Hopefully there'll be no riots at the Oxford Playhouse. But that will be in French with English surtitles, and that is on until Saturday.
If you need something to help you think even more, having selected this cornucopia of delights, which is the potpourri of events available in Oxford this week and weekend, perhaps...
A cornucopia filled with potpourri, I'd like to see that. Anyway.
I'm sure it's available from Argos. you might like to go along to one of or more of the events being held as part of Oxford Think Week. There is a lecture, which is being... hosted by Nobel laureate Sir John Solstad.
A Nobel laureate? That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are lots of them, but one assumes they must have worked hard to get their lauration.
I love the majestic sweep of your intellect. Oh, a Nobel laureate, yes, there's quite a few of those, aren't there? Anyway, sorry, go on. What's he going to be talking about?
He's going to be talking about overpopulation, whether it is the greatest threat to humanity and our continued existence on the planet.
Goodness me.
Quite a serious topic. Quite a complex topic. He is therefore joined by other experts, including Roger Martin, who is a diplomat and environmentalist, and the chair of Population Matters, so presumably he is on the side of the overpopulation is a big problem, and Nigel Bauman, who is a young environmentalist, who intends to challenge the core idea that we need to address population growth at all. So that's at the Oxford Town Hall on Monday at 7:30.
No doubt
it will be quite a heated debate.
Yeah, something to make you think. So there we go. We have planned your week for you. On Thursday, go along to hear some jazz with Walter Smith. Then on Friday, you can see The Animals and Children Took to the Streets. Go and see it. It's amazing. Then on Saturday, we obviously have Harry Hill's Sausage Time. And on Sunday, Pam Ann. And to round the whole thing out, this momentous and weighty debate that the intellectual of the pair of us has brought to you.
Thank you. on a much lighter note, it's Valentine's Day coming up. We have a competition on our website. All you need to do is to summarise your favourite, or if you don't have any favourites, any romantic film in verse of your choice. We've had Titanic as a haiku, we've had a sonnet. Many, many other entries. Do have a look at them. They're really quite good. And do better, submit your own. You can win a double membership of the UPP, which is very valuable in itself.
Yes, absolutely.
And a very large and tasty looking box of chocolates.
The chocolates do look fantastic. That
from
Coco
Noir. So do come and have a go at that. We also have a Valentine's game, which is in the wings, to be released very shortly. So
it's
have some
immense fun. You run around as a little bow and arrow, shooting hearts and generally exploding things. It was created by none other than Patrick Vale here. He's a man of many talents. But do take part in the Valentine's Poetry Competition. Just to give you a quick taste of the sort of thing you're up against, I have Four Weddings and a Funeral, perhaps the quintessential rom-com, as a limerick. There was a young Yankee named Carrie, who an Englishman wanted to marry. Then somebody died and everyone cried, "Is it raining because I hadn't noticed?" That doesn't rhyme! It was going so well. You're on notice, Isabel, who, if that is your real name, who has submitted this, we shall judge you harshly. Anyway, that's a roundup of Oxfordshire events. That's some things to do on our website. Go along. It's
www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
And thank you very much for having us, for listening to us. I'm Alan Conson.
And I'm Patrick Bell.